Hey, podcast from Softly Paranormal Attraction. We have the wonderful cast. Now, we've spoke to director Alex T. Huang. Now, we have his marvelous cast, and we lead off, of course, with his lead, Brooklyn Haley. You might have seen her in Officer Down, Grace and Earth 1, The Crossing, and now Paranormal Attraction. Brooklyn, thank you for being on podcast from Softly.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tremendous. It was a wonderful movie. I sat and watched it again last night in preparation for our discussion. Marvelous performance.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Although I have to say that you were a lot more calm in some of those situations than I would have been. If I had have heard some of those noises in the middle of the night, I would have been up and I would have grabbed a crowbar and I would not be as you. I mean, I know that you were emoting probably internally, and the abject fear and horror maybe have had you paralyzed, or your character paralyzed in the situation. There were some of those instances where you just kind of you seemed very stalwart. Was that in your character, or is that just part of you coming through personally?
That's a great question. I don't know. I think that was kind of just her character, I guess, in a way. I think also it's just a little bit of typical Hollywood horror, where, you know, instead of, like, being rational and not going straight towards the creepy noise that you hear in your house that you've never heard before, you do.
Right.
That's just kind of how it goes.
Right. So your goal in life was always to be an actor, or did you have other pursuits?
I started acting when I was about 11 years old.
Right.
Started doing little short films and stuff, and I kind of just stuck with it, and that's my main squeeze. That's what I do. Sometimes I do a little bit of modeling on the side, but acting is definitely my passion.
Right. And do you like horror film?
I do. I love horror film.
You do. Right. And so when this came up, it was obviously, I don't know, was the character attractive, or the story, or both, or?
It was very different from anything I'd ever done before, and that's always fun. It's always fun when you get to, like, take on something new and experiment with it.
Right.
I'd done other horror movies, but this was my first, like, demonic, paranormal type of movie, and it was fun. It was a great experience. I had a great time. The cast, crew, everybody was amazing, and it was a blast.
I found it delightfully different as opposed to some of those movies, as I was saying to Alex not a few minutes ago, that very formulaic, you know, a bunch of very beautiful people in a house, and there's a pesky poltergeist annoying them, but they seem reluctant to leave. But in this case, there were a lot of great, not just character twists, but plot twists, yeah? I mean, it's difficult to talk about without, we don't want to give the game away because we want people to watch the movie, but there's a lot of great sort of not just character moments, but character twists. Like, I didn't see that ending coming at all, to be honest.
Oh, well, that's awesome. That's great. That's what we were all going for, making this movie.
How did you feel reading it? Were you as equally intrigued by the way it unfolded?
It was very interesting. It kind of just, like, had you on the edge of your seat, and you were just like, whoa, you know? And I love when movies have that factor, and you can't predict what's going to happen. I love having that suspense and surprise and everything.
Your character had a lot of forces swirling around her. I mean, you have positive forces in the form of your friends and, of course, the other relationship in the film that developed. But you also have another character, a very antagonistic character, as well as the poltergeist, that is causing you a great deal of discomfort in many ways. Was it daunting at all to have to, like, be on, kind of play a character that's always on edge, on alert because of the way that she has experienced things in her life?
I'd say with that part, I have had a lot of experience with that. I've done a lot of horror movies and have been in a constant state of being tormented and freaked out while filming, and I've definitely gotten better at developing that emotion and character and feeling and everything and portraying it with experience. But yes, at first it was very hard to have me to kind of figure out, like, how to, like, be that way for 12 hours on set every day.
Right, yeah.
It must be tough
because you'd have to be able to disconnect somehow at the end of the day.
When I first started doing horror movies, I would be like constantly just freaking out and screaming and running and panting and everything, and I would actually like make myself lightheaded.
Right, yeah, I can imagine.
I would like almost overdo it.
I can imagine.
And, it takes time, but I definitely figured out how to get it down, so.
Have you ever had any real-life paranormal experience?
I would say I felt like spiritual presence before.
Right.
I've been into like some places or buildings or houses, and you just kind of like get a vibe from it, and you can just kind of feel a certain kind of energy. Luckily, I've never actually been tormented by a demon before,
right.
So I can't say I've experienced that. But
Thank goodness, right? Especially, especially this one. Hey, in this film, he was very, very forthright with what he wanted.
Yeah.
In saying that, do you believe in the paranormal?
I would say that I do. I believe that there is definitely a paranormal spiritual presence. I think some people are more in tune with it than others.
Right.
And I think some people aren't very in tune with it at all, but I do believe in that, yeah.
Cool. So the production, Alex said that the production went very, very well from his point of view. From your point of view, how was the shoot compared to the other horror films or other films in general that you've done?
It was really fun. It was really cool. A lot of the people that were in the cast and crew I had worked with before and I'd known previously, and then there was new people that I got that were super awesome, cool, and just a good energy and professional on set. And it's always way easier and better when everyone's comfortable and everyone's professional. It just makes everything so much easier.
Some of the sting of these types of horror films rely very much on the jump scare. Do you ever find yourself getting scared during, I mean, a lot of it's got to do with the editing and the music and the atmosphere and all that, but do you ever find yourself actually responding to the jump scares while filming?
While filming, no. I think a lot of the jump scare kind of stuff, when you're filming it and you don't have all that suspenseful, eerie music going, you know, you've got a camera in front of you and everything, it kind of takes away the creepiness a little bit while you're actually filming. But afterward, definitely, when I watch horror movies or thriller movies and there's jump scares, I'm one of those people, I'll just jump. Something pops up, there's a noise, and it's all creepy, and there's this build-up, and no, it's definitely something that I experience a lot watching, but while filming, not so much.
So are you one of those people that completely jump out of their seat and crawl upside of the chair, or do you just sort of do the classic, like, you're thrown back into the chair and, whoa, that got...
Yeah, when I'm in the movie theater and it's, like, blaring in the speakers and it's, like, dark and it's on a big, ginormous screen, sometimes I'll just, like, actually really jump. Yeah, when I'm, like, filming, it's different. It doesn't have all the add-ons that...
Certainly, yeah. But, I mean... I do know, and I've interviewed some actors that have done these horror films, and they say that even though the scares are, like you've said, because there's no atmosphere on the... Well, there is an atmosphere on the set, but it's not the same atmosphere that the audience is going to experience.
Mm-hmm.
But they have remarked that the visceral response to whether it... You know, depending on the kind of horror film that you're in, whether it be a slasher film or a monster film or something like that, there's definitely an air of the visceral nature of what the end product is going to reveal. Did you think that was present on the set or not?
Definitely a little bit sometimes. I mean, when you're filming creepy stuff and you're doing stuff like that, it's going to be there a little bit. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on, and it's always different in, like, the ending product than, like, when you're filming.
I'm grateful to have the opportunity to talk to you, but some of your co-stars who, just as you yourself, performed tremendously in this film. It often helps to have a certain caliber of actor backing you up, whether it is a, you know, for instance, Kelly, the role of your bestie, who believes that there's nothing better. What is it? There's nothing better than, there's nothing more empowering than watching her sweaty hunk lift boxes.
Oh, that was funny.
There's a lot of, it was amazing.
And she portrayed Telly in like a really great way, and it was really awesome. We naturally had a really good chemistry, and it was so easy breezy playing her best friend. We just naturally had a good time, and she's so professional. She is amazing.
Yeah. It's often the case with these movies, because there are so many of a similar nature, to find a different way to explore the nature of demonic possession. Do you feel, being a fan of horror films, that this film achieved that?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's not a lot of other stuff out there like it. And that's what I like about it, and that's what I like about creative filmmaking. I like when people come up with like a newer, different concept, and it's not just the same, you know, just the killer running around flashing people up. Like, there's actually a story. You can follow it, you can feel it, you get connected with it. And I think we definitely achieved that with this movie, and I'm very proud of that.
Totally. So, I know that COVID-19 has put a lot of grey clouds in the skies around production worldwide, not just in California. With your future projects, how has the current pandemic either slowed or stultified your future endeavors?
Yeah, I feel like right when the whole COVID thing kind of started really hitting LA, a lot of things got postponed or just kind of canceled completely for the time being. So I have some stuff that hasn't been completely thrown away yet. We're just waiting for things to kind of go back to normal and start working on pre-production for. But yeah, it's been pretty slow. It's been different. It was an adjustment going from working one day to you can't do anything the next.
Right, right. And the films that you have, the genres of the films that you have in your future, are you continuing with your love of horror films, or do you have some different ones in the pipeline?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I can't say too much about some of them, but I do have some more horror films in the works. I also have a comedy horror movie
in production,
which hopefully will get released soon. It's called Barry.
Oh, nice.
And then we have the premiere for Paranormal Attraction coming up on September 5th, and I'm super stoked. I can't wait to see it on a big screen.
Oh, yeah, totally. I imagine, I only watched it here in the living room, but I can imagine it playing much better in a big theater with the surround sound and all the bells and whistles, because there's some great moments. There's great moments of terror. There's some great moments of comedy. There's some great character moments, I felt. You're a very beautiful and talented actor, and I thank you very much for being my guest on Podcasting Them Softly to talk about Paranormal Attraction. My guest has been Brooklyn Haley. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Before I let you go, I got one more question.
Yes.
If you're in your bed in the middle of the night and you're on the edge of sleep and a voice in the dark tells you to get out of the house, what do you do?
I'm jumping up and running. I'm getting out. I'm not going to sit there and try to argue with it.
That's cool. No, I'm throwing it out there to the cast of this film. Alex said he's a runner too. He gets the wife and kids and leaves. You're leaving straight away? You're just getting up and going, eh? No questions, no answers, no...
Oh, yeah, no. I'm just going to be like, yes, sir. Say less. I'm going to just run out.
Yes, sir. The check is in the mail. That's fantastic. I wish you, Brooklyn, I wish you all the best with everything you've got going, coming, and I think that you're going to be one to watch in the future.
Thank you so much.
All my very best to you. Thank you for being on Podcasting Softly.
Thank you for having me.